chapter 11 certainly contains a message of love. We read in verse 3 that the message that the sisters sent to Jesus used that word love. Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. In verse 5 we read, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Then in verse 36, even the Jews who were standing by said about the Lord Jesus, behold how he loved him. So it's a message of love. It's also a chapter that deals with hope. Lazarus was sick. The sister sent a message to the Lord Jesus. They hoped that he would come. When he did come, both of the sisters said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But fundamentally, chapter 11 of the Gospel of John deals with faith. 8 times you're going to find the word believe in this chapter. Because the key thing when you're going through suffering and bereavement, the key thing is faith. The reason behind all of this suffering and sorrow was the faith of 3 groups of people. In John chapter 11, you'll find that our Lord Jesus wanted to encourage faith in 3 different groups of people. In verses 1 through 16, the faith of the disciples. Notice in verse 14, then said Jesus to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. This is when Thomas speaks up. And then said Thomas, who is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Now in verses 17 through 32, our Lord focuses on the faith of the 2 sisters. He wants to increase their faith. He said to Martha, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? And then in verses 33 through 45, our Lord is concerned about the faith of the bystanders, the friends of Mary and Martha who were standing by. And we notice in verse 45 that many of these people did believe on him. The faith of the disciples was very important to the Lord Jesus. He was going to leave them behind to do his work when he went back to heaven. You cannot do the work of God without faith. You can't pray without faith and expect to get any answers. The tragedy is the disciples didn't show much faith, did they? On their part, it was mostly fear. The Lord said, we're going to go to Judea. In verse 8 of John 11, they said, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou there again? And Jesus said, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Well, let's get acquainted with this man, Thomas, and let's see if we can learn from him what it means to grow in faith. What kind of a man was this fellow Thomas? Well, to begin with, we must confess he was a devoted man. That's one of his key characteristics. He says, let's also go that we may die with him. We must confess he was courageous and loyal to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was willing to die with him. Now, Jesus was facing opposition. In the first part of his ministry, our Lord was very popular, and there was not a great deal of opposition. But then the Lord began to expose the sins of the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin. He began to preach the Word of God with such great power. Lives were changed. People's hearts were changed. And the leaders of the Jewish religious faith became very, very envious and anxious and concerned, and they opposed him. And when our Lord did go back to Judea, he did end up getting killed. Just a short time later, they arrested him and they crucified him. So I do have to give Thomas credit. He was a man who was devoted to the Lord. He was willing to die for his Lord. However, it was a zeal without knowledge. He did not know what he was talking about. He had a courage that was not backed up by faith. You see, the Lord Jesus had said, I'm going to go and raise Lazarus from the dead. Now, anybody who has the power to raise Lazarus from the dead has the power to protect himself and to direct himself in the will of God. You see, Thomas Thomas had the idea that our Lord needed the disciples there to help him. The fact of the matter is, when our Lord was arrested, all of these disciples, including Thomas, who was willing to die with the Lord, all of them forsook him and fled. It's much easier to boast when things are going well. It's much easier to boast when the battle hasn't started yet. Yes, Thomas was a devoted man. He had zeal, but it was zeal without knowledge. He had courage, but it was courage without faith. He was like Peter there in the garden, who pulled out the sword and began to fight, acting out of the will of God. He was a devoted man. Secondly, we notice that Thomas was a doubting man. He did not really believe that Jesus knew what he was doing. And before we criticize him, let's confess there have been times in our own lives that we didn't really think God knew what he was doing. I notice in John chapter 14 in the upper room, when our Lord was talking about going to heaven, verse 5, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not where thou goest, and how can we know the way? Now in John 11, Thomas did know where he was going, and he did not approve of the way. But in John chapter 14, Thomas said, we don't even know where you're going. Well, he just told them where he was going. I'm going to my Father's house. I'm going to heaven to prepare a place for you. Then you'll remember that after the resurrection, Thomas did not believe. Thomas went through 8 days of spiritual agony because of his unbelief, because of his doubt, really. In John chapter 20, verse 24, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, which means twin, was not with them when Jesus came. That's too bad. He should have been at the meeting. He missed the Sunday evening service. As a consequence, he missed seeing the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of people are doing that today. It's much easier to go to church on Sunday morning than Sunday evening. Thomas missed the Sunday evening service, and the other disciples said to him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again his disciples were inside, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. Then he said to Thomas, reach here thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach here thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said, my Lord and my God. Now Thomas was a doubting man. I think there is a shade of difference between doubt and unbelief. Doubt is a problem with the heart and the mind. My mind doesn't understand, my heart feels differently about it. Unbelief is a matter of the will. I will not believe. And Thomas was getting very close to that, wasn't he? You see, our Lord Jesus tries to help people who doubt. But people who willfully do not trust the Lord, our Lord has no counsel for them except warning. Hebrews warns us about an evil heart of unbelief. Now, why was Thomas such a doubting man? Well, for one thing, he was listening to men and not listening to God. You know, the disciples said, oh, if you go to Judea, you're going to be killed. And Thomas believed that. He was listening to what the people were saying, not to what Jesus was saying. Now, had he listened to the words of the Lord Jesus, he would not have doubted. Our Lord said, I'm on schedule. There are 12 hours in the day. I know exactly what it is that the Father wants me to do. I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing. Now, as long as I'm walking in the Father's will, I am safe. And this is true. The child of God who is in the will of God is immortal until his work is done. They could not lay their hands upon the Lord Jesus until the very hour came that the Father had ordained. In verse 11 of John 11, Jesus said, I'm going to awake Lazarus out of sleep. That is, I'm going to raise him from the dead. Now, here are the words of God. But, you see, Thomas is not listening to the words of God. He's listening to the words of people. He's listening to the counsel of the disciples. Be very careful. You see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when you feed upon the word of God, your faith will grow. When you listen to what people have to say, your faith is going to diminish and you'll end up like Thomas, a doubting man. I noticed that Thomas was looking back instead of looking ahead. That's usually an evidence of unbelief and doubt. He looks back at the previous problems they had with the Jewish leaders. On several occasions, these leaders tried to stone the Lord Jesus. And so Thomas is looking back and he's listening to the wrong people, and as a consequence, he is a doubting man. I notice a third characteristic of this man, Thomas. He was a discouraged man. You see, most people would admire Thomas here. They'd say, oh my, he's a realist. He's facing facts. Here's a hard-headed, realistic approach to things. But Thomas was a very bad example to the rest of the disciples. He was discouraging them. Can't you just hear him in a board meeting? Let us also go that we may die with him. Well, people, they always discourage us. Circumstances, they discourage us. And you put people and circumstances together, it's a wonder anybody wants to do anything for the Lord. And yet here's Thomas, a discouraged man. Now, this was not just a matter of personality. I've heard people say, well, that's my personality. The Holy Spirit changes people's personality. And Thomas was not supposed to be a discouraged man. After all, when you're walking with the Lord Jesus and he's in the will of God, you don't worry about people or circumstances. You don't even worry about your own feelings. You just do what he wants you to do. A discouraged man. I notice, fourthly, that Thomas was a dangerous man. You say, well, what in the world is so dangerous about Thomas? Well, he was leading his friends astray. He said, let's go and die with him. He was walking in the darkness when he should have been walking in the light. You see, our Lord was saying, if a man walks in the night, he's going to stumble. Why? Because there's no light in him. Now, it's not light around him, it's light in him. The will of God is revealed in us. And if we're walking in the light, doing the will of God, the light is within us. And Thomas was a dangerous man because he was counseling the other disciples out of the will of God. Oh, let us go that we may die with him. Again, you admire his courage, you admire his devotion and his loyalty. But here is a man who had missed the blessing. Here was a man who was grieving the Lord. Here was a man who was discouraging the other disciples because of his doubt. What kind of a spiritual influence do you have on other people? When you are with the people of God, are you an encouragement to them? Are you walking in the light? You see, Thomas should have said, men, Jesus knows what he's doing. Let's follow him. We don't have to worry. There's not a thing for us to worry about because the Lord Jesus knows the Father's will and we're going to walk with him and it's going to be thrilling. That's what he should have been saying. Instead, he put a cold chill over the whole meeting. Let us also go that we may die with him. Well, Thomas was a devoted man, but he was a doubting man. And because he was a doubting man, he was a discouraged man. And because he was a doubting, discouraged man, he was a dangerous man. I wouldn't want to have somebody like this on my board. He would lead us all astray. He would discourage us because he was walking in the darkness. Now, Thomas is a Hebrew name, or an Aramaic name, and it means twin. Didymus is a Greek word. It also means twin. Thomas had a twin. Now, I don't know who his twin was. The Bible doesn't tell us who his twin was. Thomas is usually paired up with Matthew in the list of the disciples in the Gospels, but Matthew was not his twin. We do not know who Thomas's twin was. But I have a suggestion to make. If you and I want to know who Thomas's twin was, just look in the mirror. How many times have you and I been doubting the Word of God? Right now, you are doubting the Word of God. Here's God's promise and God's assurance, and you're doubting it. How many times have we been discouraged because of our doubt of the Word of God? How many times have we led other people astray because we've discouraged them from doing the will of God? I'll tell you, it's a dangerous thing to walk in doubt and darkness because you'll lead other people astray. Thomas had a twin, and my guess is that if you and I will look in the mirror, we'll see who that other twin was. Oh, how often we have jumped to conclusions. Resurrected Christ. The Lord Jesus said to Thomas in John chapter 20, all right, Thomas, here's my body, here are the wounds. Don't be faithless, be one who trusts. I want you to trust me. Jesus is alive today, we can trust him. Jesus is alive today, he's watching over us, he's caring for us. Jesus is alive today and he is able to handle any situation that comes. All we have to do is what Thomas finally did. We have to bow before the Lord Jesus Christ and simply say, my Lord and my God.